This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. An emergency declaration triggered by burn scar mudslides have been expanded to give more counties access to recovery resources. Governor Jared Polis extended his executive order yesterday and added Moffitt and Rio Blanco counties to the order. Both have seen increased traffic from the closure of I-70 in Glenwood Canyon because a mudslide damaged the road. A fellow Coloradan wants to eliminate Democratic Representative Joe Neguse's Climate Conversation Corps idea. During a House Natural Resources Committee debate today, Republican Representative Lauren Boebert offered an amendment cutting the program from the reconciliation bill.
There is absolutely no reason to funnel money toward a program like this when so many of our industries are already struggling to find workers.
But Neguse says it's a necessary response to climate change and something that people like fire chiefs and park rangers support.
And they made very clear to me the desperate need for treatments in our forests, for mitigation, for resiliency, and for folks to be able to come in and do that work.
He added the CCC will help train the next generation of public lands managers. The newest buffalo to perform as CU's live mascot will make her debut tomorrow night at the football team's season opener against the University of Northern Colorado. The 500-pound Ralphie is the sixth buffalo to hold that name, and CU expects her to continue growing, possibly to over 1,200 pounds. She's only a year old right now. The previous Ralphie retired in 2019 after 12 years of charging alongside CU athletes. The search to find a new Ralphie was delayed by the COVID-19 pandemic. This is CPR and KRCC. Colorado Springs is at 77 degrees. Denver's at 76 degrees right now with a chance of rain throughout the day.